Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, continuing to discuss the halachas of Birchas Hamazon and continuing to discuss the halachas of Zimah. Says the Mishnah, Noshim, women, Va'avodim, and an Evet Knani, who's a quasi-yid, who has dinim and halacha like a woman, Uktanim, and someone that's not bar mitzvah, Ein Mezamnin Aleim, they don't count for Zimah. Says the Mishnah, Ad Kama Mezamnin, how much does a person have to eat in order for him to be part of a Zimun? Ad Kezayas, up until a Kezayas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Kebeya, up until a Kebeya, and really the Shitas of the Tanakama, who's Rameyer, and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, whether the Shir of Zimun is Kezayas and Kebeya is really the Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasayu, that's really a machloikis as to how much does a person have to eat in order for him to be chayven Birchas Hamazon. The Tanakama, who's Rameyer, holds a kezayas. Therefore, the shear of Zimun is also a kezayas. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a beya, and therefore he holds that the shear of Zimun is also a beya. So just to clarify one point that the Rav Bartanur already speaks out, it comes from the Gemara, and that is the Mishnah says, Noshim in Mezamnin Aleim. Noshim are not Chayiv in Zimun. And it sounds like Noshim are completely excluded from those laws of Zimun. The Gemara says that's not the case. Very misleading. That's not the case. Women are Chayiv in Zimun. Women are obligated in Birchas Hamazon. It's not a mitzvah saseh shazman girama. The Gemara says it clearly. Mesechtes Brachos Tavchav, the Mishnah. Women are Chayiv in Birchas Hamazon. And if that's the case, there's no reason they shouldn't be Chayiv in Zimun either. So women are Chayiv in Zimun. What the Mishnah is saying is that to create a Zimun, you need three people to eat. Those three people have to be men. They can't be women. But there's another point here. If three women would eat together, there would be Zimun. And really, they'd be obligated to say Rabbi Yisai Mevel Benchen. It's just that if you have two men and a woman, or one man and two women, it doesn't count. And the Gemara says the reason has nothing to do with chiyuv or not chiyuv. It's poshut an issue of pritzos. It's just not fine and not appropriate to have a zimun, a quorum that's made up of men and women. And it's for that reason the halacha is that noshim apturim in a zimun. They're not parted from the mitzvah of zimun, they're chayiv in zimun. And a woman is mitztaref for zimun. For example, if you'd have three women, there'd be a din zimun just like if you had three men. Where is it nogeya that women are excluded? If you want to take men and women and create together a zimun, because of pritzos related issues, it's for that reason you wouldn't be able to make the zimun. And the truth is, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, Erechayim, Simon Kuf, Tzadik Tes, Sivkot, and Vav, and Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim v'avadim uktanim, ein mezamnin aleihem. So they don't count for a zimun. Avol mezamnin la'atzman. However, noshim, avodim, and ktanim also, by the way, they could all make their own zimun. V'loy tehei chabura shal noshim v'avodim uktanim mezamnin yachad mishum pritzusa. This whole issue is a pritzus. But the bottom line is that as it relates to women themselves being shaykh to Zimun, of course they are. Halacha Zayin, Noshim Mezamnis La'atzman Rishos. Says the Shulchan Aruch that even though women can create their own Zimun, it's perfectly fine, but at the same time, they're not obligated to do it. Avol, Kisha Oichlois Ima Noshim, if they eat together with men, Chayavim, then they're obligated. V'yoytzois B'Zimun Shalonu, they should listen, they should answer. They're actually Chayav and Zimun, just like a man is Chayav and Zimun. So just in summation, the Mishnah says women are excluded from Zimun. What the Mishnah means to say is that a woman can't be one of the three members to establish the Chi of Zimun. Stating that, if you have three women together, they can do Zimun. Shulchan Aruch paskins, they don't have to, it's only Rishos, but if they want to, they can. And if a woman's sitting at a Shabbos meal and there's three men that are bar mitzvah and there's going to be a Zimun, a woman has a Chi of to participate in the Zimun just like a man would. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad Mezamen. So what exactly is Zimun? Now we know what it is, but the Mishnah is going to discuss it in greater detail. And not just that, it's going to be a little bit unclear in the Mishnah. The Gemara edits the Mishnah a little bit, and what's going to emerge from the Mishnah is really two shitas. We're going to have the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and then we're going to have the shita of Rabbi Yose Aglevi. So first, Rabbi Akiva shita. Ketzim and Zamnin. What exactly is the mitzvah of Zimun? B'shloisha, if there's three people eating together, Oimer. So the one that's Mezamin, the one that's going to lead the benching, once upon a time, literally leading the benching, so he should say, Nevarech She'achalnu Mishaloi. Let's go together, and let's bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say there's four people, meaning let's say there's him plus there's another three people, Omer, then he could say Baruch Hu, not Nevarech She'achalnu Mishaloi, but rather Baruch Hu She'achalnu Mishaloi. Now to be clear, if there's only three people, the Mezamin has to say Nevarech, meaning three people need to be Mezamin, so he's one of the three, so together, Nevarech She'achalnu Mishaloi. If there's four people, then really there's a Zimun even without him. So he doesn't have to say Nevarich. He doesn't have to, in his language, incorporate himself, because really there's three without him. So he could say, Baruchu Shachal Nemishalah, you go do it. Meaning, I don't have to do it. I'm telling you to do it, because you have three without me. Now, if he wants to say Nevarich, Ma Toivu Ma Noim, but he doesn't have to say it. Basara, let's say you have 10 people. Oymen Nevarich Leloikenu. So then you shouldn't just say Nevarich Shechal Nemishalai, but Nevarich Eloikenu Shechal Nemishalai. Basara Vahu, let's say you have 11 people. Oymer, again, Nevarich Leloikenu, or if you want, you could say Baruchu Leloikenu. Echad Asara, Echad Asara Riboy. And once you have 10, the nusach is going to be the same, whether you have 10 or you have 10 times 10,000. Riboy is 10,000. So 10 times 10,000 is you have 100,000 people. Even if you're going to have that, it's going to be the same nusach. It's going to be, you can choose. You could say Nevarach Leloikenu, or if you want, you could say Baruchu Leloikenu. Now, why is it that you need 10 people in order to say the word Eloikenu in Zimun? So the reason is because saying Eloikenu in benching constitutes a Davar Shabikdusha. It's a Chiddush. But just saying the word Eloikenu in the Zimun, it upgrades it from simply benching and from simply being Mekayim Mitzvah the Rabbanon called Zimun to now you're doing a Davar Shabikdusha. And the Allah is Ein Davar Shabikdusha Pachas Me'asar. You cannot execute any Davar Shabikdusha with less than a minion. So there's no Kaddish if you don't have a minion. You don't say Kedusha unless you have a minion. You can't say Nevarach Eloikenu. Meaning the essence of the Zimun changes when you have 10 people. Because now it goes into the geder of Dover Shabikdusha, so that Dover Shabikdusha, you need a minion. So there's a benching of Nevarach Shechal Nemishalai, that's Zimun. And then there's a benching of Nevarach Leleikenu Shechal Nemishalai. And when you say the word Leleikenu, it's a Kaddish, it's a Kedusha, it's literally a Dover Shabikdusha, and that's why you have the halacha of Ein Dover Shabikdusha Pachas Me'asar. Now the Mishnah doesn't say it, but Adkan, the first part of the Mishnah was all Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The next part of the Mishnah is going to be the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Aglivi. Says the Mishnah, B'meya, if you have 100 people, so again, what Rabbi Akiva say? Nevarach Shechalnu or Nevarach Eloikenu. But once you have 10 and 100,000 is the same. Rabbi Yosi Aglivi says, no, it's not true. There's different categories. If you have 100 people, I'm in Nevarach Lashem Eloikenu. The Me'evahu, if you have 101, Oymer Baruch, right, it's the same concept. You need 100 to say Lashem Eloikenu. If you're one of the 100, then it's Nevarach. You have to be part of the Chevra. If there's 100 without you, you could say Baruch. Be'elef, you have 1,000 people, Oymer Nevarach Lashem Eloikenu Eloikei Yisrael. Be'elef Vahu, Oymer Baruchu. Be'ribo, if you have 10,000, Oymer Nevarach Lashem Eloikenu Eloikei Yisrael Eloikei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Al Hamazon She'achalnu. It's a Rebbe Shebracha. But that's what you would do if you have 10,000. Be'ribo Vahu, if you have 10,001, Oymer, you say Baruchu. Ke'inyin Shu Mevarach, whatever you're going to say, meaning the Mezamin makes the bracha, he says Nevarach She'achalnu Mishalei. What does everybody else answer? Baruch she'achalnu mishalei tzvaychayinu. If it's Nevarach Leloikenu she'achalnu mishalei, what's everyone going to say? Baruch Eloikenu she'achalnu mishalei tzvaychayinu. So this is going to be true in Rabbi Yosi Aglivi's world as well. Whatever the Mezamin says, whatever the Mevarach says, everybody's supposed to answer in accordance. So, kederech, ke'inyet shu Mevarach, kachayinu machrov. So for example, in the last case, Nevarach Lashem Eloikenu Eloikei Yisrael Eloikei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Al Hamazon She'achalnu. What does everybody answer? Baruch Hashem Eloikenu Eloikei Yisrael Eloikei Atzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Al Hamazon She'achalnu. Rabbi Yosi Aglivi Yoimer, Rabbi Yosi Aglivi says, again, till now this was all Rabbi Yosi Aglivi, so the Gemara works it out. But this is Rabbi Yosi Aglivi now explaining his shita. Lefi Roiv HaKol Hei Mevarachim. That depending on how large the kahal is, how many yidin there are, that determines the bracha you make. How do I know that? Right? That's essentially his shita. Shenemar, he based it on a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samaches. The pasuk says, "B'makelos baruchu Elokim Hashem mimekar Yisrael." B'makelos baruchu Elokim. That when there's a gathering of yidin, you're supposed to praise and bless Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But kefi the makelos, depending on what the size of that kehila is, that's going to determine what the bracha is. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, I disagree, as he did in the Reisha, and he backed up his position as well. Ma'am, it's in the Beis HaKnesses. Echem Ruben Vechem Muatin. Just like you find in the Beis HaKnesses, it doesn't matter how many people you have in shul. Oymer, what do you say? Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarech. So wherever you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarech, you're going to say it if there's a minyan mitzumtzum of 10 people, or if you have a minyan of 100,000 people. So too, this is going to be the same thing. You're always supposed to say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarech, or in this case, Nevarach Shechal Nemishalai, or Nevarach Leloikenu. Once you have 10, Davar Shabikdusha, Nevarach Leloikenu Shechal Nemishalai. But the point is that in and of itself is never going to change. The Gemara just ends. Rabbi Shmuel told Agav, nothing really to do with our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, you said that in Shul, you're always supposed to say, the Chazan gets up and he says, Baruch Hu Hashem Amavarech, right? That's how you start Ma'ariv, that's how you start Berachas Kriyat Shema. He says that's not the way you start. The way you're supposed to start is by saying Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarech. Not Baruch Hu Es Hashem, I'm sorry, not Baruch Hu Es Hashem, which is what Rabbi Akiva said, but rather Rabbi Shmuel said it's supposed to be Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Add that last word, you're supposed to add the word HaMavarech. So the bottom line is what we saw in our Mishnah is a little bit of the Nusach, what the text of Zimun is. Rabbi Akiva Shita is that up to 10 people, Nevarech she'achalnu mishaloi, Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi v'tuvei chayenu. If you have 10, now you can recite a Davar she'bekdusha, so we add the name of Hashem, Nevarech le'elokeinu she'achalnu mishaloi, Baruch le'elokeinu she'achalnu mishaloi v'tuvei chayenu, and once you have 10, it doesn't matter if you have 10 or if you have 100,000, it's all going to be the same. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, no, it depends. There's actually categories. There's a nusach for less than 10, Nusach for 10, like Rabbi Akiva said. Then there's a Nusach for 100. Then there's a Nusach for 10,000. Regardless, that's the machloikis as far as what the Nusach is for Birchas HaZimun.